And I recall one time that after I accepted Christ as my Savior, I went to my biological mother and told her that I forgave her of what she did. I didn't understand it at the time because I didn't know why she would have done such a thing, but I didn't question that. I just told her that I wanted her to know that I didn't hold anything against her.
Stay a good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, we'll hear more from Larry Hawkins, a Chickasaw from Oklahoma, as he shares about his desire and journey of serving the one who saved him.
I remember many times as a young man and drinking a bottle of beer and asking God, said, if you're really God, would you take this bottle of beer out of my hand? Would you just remove it? But I didn't belong to him, or I wasn't a Christian at the time, so he never convicted me to the point where I could set it down and quit. But after I became a Christian and asked him to come into my life and save me, then I began to have these feelings of remorse when I did something that was against God's will. And I think that's the difference between a real Christian and a person who is not a Christian. I think growing up, I saw, and we kind of put things a little bit different. You know, you see people who go to church all the time and they're always coming to church and things, but they do things that are not what we call Christian sometimes. They still do the things that they always done. And I didn't want to be that way. If I wanted to be a Christian, I wanted to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember those folks that came to church once in a while, and you'd ask them if they're a Christian. They'd tell you they were, but yet they still did other things outside of serving God. And it was kind of a disappointment to me. It discouraged me to see that happening, you know. But I feel like that once I became a Christian, I wanted to dedicate my whole life to serving him, even though I didn't always feel worthy, or even though I didn't feel like I knew how to serve him. I tried to do the best I could. And later on, of course, I found out that the Bible says that we're saved by grace, which means we didn't have to do anything for God to love us and to save us, but that by faith we trusted him and asked him to save us. And that's what he did. I think the best thing that I can say to you is to tell you that God loves you and that God cares for you. And in the Bible, in John 3:16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world, me being the world, and that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, and we can interject whosoever with our name, that if Larry would believe, Larry will be saved, Larry will have everlasting life. And so that one little scripture tells us that God loves us very much and that he cares about us regardless who we are, what race we may be, or what condition that we may be in, that God loves us, and that regardless of where you are or what you're doing, God can still save you and change your life.
There's a new song, yes there is, in my heart today. It's a song of redemption. My Jesus, he saved, made me thankful, thankful, yes, he made the way to heaven. Ooh, Yes, there is in my heart today. It's a song of redemption. My Jesus, he saved. Made me thankful, thankful. Yes, he made the way to heaven. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now he's lifting me. Yes, he is higher than before. And I'm running. Yes, I'm running like I've never run before. Makes me joyful, joyful for every day. I'm given. My Jesus, you've taken me from shadow into the light. Step down into time to offer me a new life. With the nail scars in your hands, the stone rolled away. You did the impossible, Lord. You saved. There's a new song. Yes, there is. My heart today is a song of redemption. My Jesus, he saved, made me thankful, thankful. Yes, he made the way to heaven. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. And now he's lifting me. Yes, he is higher than before. And I'm running. Yes, I'm running like I've never run before. Makes me joyful, joyful for every day I'm given.
There's a new song
in my heart,
today.
There's a new song.
There's a new song.
Yes, he made the way.
There's a new song.
Jesus, he saved.
My Jesus, 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 he saved me.
There's a new song.
There's a new song
in my heart, today. My Jesus, he saved, made me thankful, thankful. Yes, he made the way to heaven. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now he's lifting me. Yes, he is higher than before. And I'm running. Yes, I'm running like I've never run before. Makes me joyful, joyful for every day I'm given. I'm given.
The Bible says that Jesus died for our sins and that he is the, in John 14, I believe, he said that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh to the Father except through Jesus Christ. And so there is no other way to be saved, or as we say it, born again in Christian terms, except faith in Jesus Christ. He is the resurrection and the light. As we were saying a while ago in John 3:16, he said we would have everlasting life. So I believe that as a person, before we even accept Christ as our Savior, we are taught that there is eternal life. And there are only two places that, whether you believe in Christ or whether you are saved or whether you, what we call lost without Christ, that you will spend eternity in one or the other place, one in heaven or hell. And so Christ died for us. He went to the cross, shed his blood that we could have eternal life in heaven if we put our faith and trust in Him. I think probably that I've experienced in my life a lack of love. I think, and I'm not sure that all Indian folks are that way, but most Indian folks are stoic in their character, and they don't always show a lot of emotion. My mother, I knew my mother loved me, and but she never really said that she did. And I recall when we were at a meeting one time, and I went to her and told her that I loved her, and she said, "Well, I've always loved you," but you know, she was a little hesitant about hugging me or those kinds of things. And I really felt abandoned by my biological parents. I recall one time that after I accepted Christ as my Savior, I went to my biological mother and told her that I forgave her of what she did. I didn't understand it at the time because I didn't know why she would have done such a thing, but I didn't question that. I just told her that I wanted her to know that I didn't hold anything against her for what happened. And so there were times in my life growing up that I couldn't figure out, or I couldn't understand why I was the way I was, or why my mother would have abandoned me, or my father did not want me. But also in terms of that, I found out that when I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, He became my Father, and He made a promise that He would never leave me, or He would never abandon me, and that He would always be with me wherever I go. And so that gave me confidence and gave me a desire to live life to its fullest. I guess that if I had any recommendations, or if I had to make tell someone what to do about their life, would be to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, because He makes the difference.
He does make the difference, and not just in Larry's life and my life and the lives of so many that we've met on this program through the years. He can make a difference in your life too. Each of us has stories to tell because of what we've experienced, but our stories begin to take on eternal significance when we humble ourselves before God and choose to walk with Him. He forgives us and enables us to forgive. He gives us peace and the power to change. Are you interested? Larry spoke about this salvation that God offers us through Jesus Christ and the choice that we have to make. So, what about you? What will you do with Jesus? God tells us in His Word there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. If you'd like to know more, visit our website withoutreservation.com and click on the tab New Life, or download the Storyteller radio app and choose Hope. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.